Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny, where you'll find all the leading brands and running footwear from top names like Brooks, Asics and New Balance, in store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
A very good evening and welcome along to the Score programme tonight. We've got a busy show for you this evening because we're straight into the thick of the action in the League of Ireland Premier Division Soccer and Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Donegal Club Championships this weekend. Coming up on the programme, we'll be talking to Martin McHugh to get a preview of the 8 first round ties of the Donegal Senior Club Championship. And Donegal man Keith Cowan is heading off to Belfast for the Irish Cup final on Friday night. He, of course, left Harps last season, joined Glen Torren, and they will play Ballymena in the big cup decider in front of 500 fans tomorrow evening. But we're going to start with a preview of the resumption of the League of Ireland Premier Division season. In a few moments, we'll be hearing from Harps boss Ollie Horgan ahead of their tie with Shamrock Rovers on Saturday. But first, League of Ireland football is back after almost 5 months without a ball being kicked. The Premier Division campaign resumes tomorrow evening, Friday, at the Brandywell, where Derry City hosts Sligo Rovers in a behind-closed-doors fixture. Since Derry last played at the start of March, there have been a few changes within the squad. Derry boss Declan Devine says his side have to embrace football being back.
It's great, Oisin. Obviously, on the back of the lockdown, everybody was really looking forward to the day that football recommenced, and it's right upon us now, and we're really looking forward to it. Obviously, the players have come back in decent condition, and we've worked extremely hard over the last couple of weeks. But, the games are now starting to come thick and fast, and that's what we all always wanted. It was a difficult period for everyone, but now that the games are here, it's something we have to embrace and something we have to really look forward to. So we're all delighted. It's going to be different. We know supporters, but ultimately, it's about getting on the pitch and being competitive and trying to get 3 points on a Friday again.
Yeah, you mentioned the games are coming thick and fast. Obviously, you need a strong squad around you to deal with that situation when there is so many games in a short period of time. Declan, you've added a few new faces over the last couple of weeks. I think 4 new signings, is it, in 10 days, and 2 guys this week. Maybe you might tell us a wee bit more about them.
Yeah, well, listen, I think one of the first ones we wanted to get done was Stephen Mallon, extending his loan deal. So that was a big plus for us getting him done. We've actually kept another 5 then. So Joe Thompson came in from Dunfermline. Joe's a very talented midfield player, box-to-box type. So again, Joe has been in a lot for a few weeks, and he'll be a great addition to us. He's here for this year and next year. So Joe's been brilliant since he's come in. We've also had a good signing in Adam Hamill. Adam's had a fantastic career, having known him at Dunfermline when he came up to us, myself and Stephen Kenny, on loan. He came up from Liverpool, and Adam's went on to have a fantastic career. And he's just getting up to speed at the minute. Obviously, everybody's at different levels in terms of their fitness. We brought James Akintundi in. He's previously been at Chester, a very attack-minded player, a strong, direct type of player that can play anywhere across the front three. We've brought Ibrahim Mite in today, who's, again, another very powerful, strong boy, willing to work hard for the team. He was at Cardiff. He was at Crawley recently. He went out to Bulgaria just before the pandemic. And obviously, that ended his spell out there when he came home. So we're delighted to get him in as well today. And we brought Jake Dunwoody, under 21 international for Northern Ireland, who's been training with Stoke's first team. Big, powerful boy, very aggressive in his play again, but also very technical. So delighted with the guys that we've brought in. And as I say, Stevie Mallon signing an extension to his loan has been a big plus for us too. But just great to fill the squad again. And competition for places is going to be key because, as I say, these games, you're now allowed to make 5 subs, Oisin, and that's going to be key in my opinion as well in terms of the freshness of the players and being able to make a like-for-like change is key to us because, the players have had such a long layoff that, this is going to be a big, high-impact games, and, we're going to be able to use our full squad.
Yeah, is it a worry? Is injuries a worry? I know injuries are a worry all the time, Declan, but more so now given the circumstances.
I think so. I think it's something we've got to be careful of. We've had a good chat with our medical team here at Derry City, and, it's something that we certainly have to keep an eye out for. With a 17 to 20 week season, I think it's key that you maintain that your players are always available. Like if you come out with a muscle injury now, you're potentially looking between 4 and 8 weeks. That's literally half of the campaign. So it's key that we don't pick up too many injuries or too many little niggles. And, you know, we have to manage the minutes of players, and we have to make sure that we have like for like to come back in again. But the one thing I will say is we're all at different levels of fitness, which I'm sure will be right throughout the league. You know, there's players here who's been training for a number of weeks. Some of the guys that we brought in, I'll need to get up to speed very quickly. You know, the likes of Jake has come in today, Don Woody. He's been training away at Stoke. So there's a few guys at different levels, and we got to manage that moving forward with the injury situation.
Yeah, and all the clubs are sort of on the same boat, so they are, Declan. Does it make things more of an even playing field now between all the sides in the Premier Division?
Well, I think the nature of the way the league's going to be, I think it is going to be an even playing field. I think you'll find a lot of teams that, you know, in normal circumstances at times might be quite content to sit on away from home and take a point. I think now every point's going to be key. I think, you know, there's going to be games where you've got to really go for it. And as I say, having those options off the bench and having a quality squad, in my opinion, is going to be key. So we're delighted with the work that we've done. Again, we're always on the lookout for more players, but at the minute, I'm very happy with what we have here at the minute.
Yeah. What sort of test then are you going to expect come Friday night against Sligo Rovers?
Very difficult. You know, you only have to look at the situation down in Sligo, and, you know, they'll be coming here and they'll be really trying to get off the mark. They'll feel that they can come to the Brandywell. They don't have the noise of the crowd they can contend with. You know, when an away team comes here, we always tend to try and get the crowd on our side and intimidate the opposition. But that's not going to be the case anymore. And, you know, I think everybody will go away from home, no matter where it is or who it is, and feel confident that they can get results. And I'm sure, you know, Sligo will be coming here and they'll be thinking and fancying their chances. But we've got to be ready for that. We've got to understand that, you know, our game plan is key, and we've got to take care of ourselves and make sure we perform to the best of our ability.
Yeah. How are you going to deal with the strangeness of not having an atmosphere there from the home support, Declan?
It certainly is going to be, it's going to be difficult for us, but ultimately, Oisin, the one thing that we do, which is on our side, is we train in the Brandywell every day. You know, yeah. We understand the feel of the place when it's empty. We train there, and we have been training there for a number of weeks. And, you know, we're used to it. We know every inch of the ground. We know what it's like when there's no one in the stadium. But for us personally, you know, we're under no illusions. Our supporters are going to be sitting at home. They're going to be looking at the games. The streaming service is a brilliant facility for the league, in my opinion. It'll still provide an ability for the, you know, our supporters and our families to sit at home and really drive us on, knowing that they're there watching on. You know, we mightn't have the noise, but we'll know we'll have the people behind us right throughout the city.
Yeah, okay. How much can you look into the start of the campaign, Declan? Finally, just because you played 4 matches, you lost 2, you won 1 and drew 1. Is there anything there that you can take from it now coming into the resumption, given that there was such a big gap?
Well, to be honest, if we analyse the 4 games that we played, we went to Dundalk and really took Dundalk on in a football match. You know, we conceded in the 85th minute from one of our defenders slipping at a corner. And Dundalk are the best in the league at set pieces, and you have to give them credit. They took the points that night where it was harsh on us. We then came home to Bohemians and Van Harps, 2 games in quick succession. We came from behind in horrendous conditions against Van Harps and showed terrific character. The comebacks weren't late on in the game. So that was a big plus for us, not giving in. Also, turning Bohemians over at home was something we never done last year. And the last one before the break, you know, we were quite comfortable in Waterford. And to be fair to Waterford, under Alan Reynolds, they've scored 2 absolute worldies from 25 yards out under the top corner in the last minute of the first half and the last minute of injury time in the second half. So that was a hard one to take. But, you know, we're still taking a lot of positives out of the 4 games that we played. We are 4 games in. After 5 games last year, we had 7 points. We're sitting on 4 at the minute, so haven't played 4. So if we can get 3 points on Friday night, we'll be exactly where we were this time last year.
Okay, Declan, thanks for taking the call and the best of luck with the resumption of the league.
Thanks, Archie. Thank you.
Derry boss Declan Devine. Well, Van Harps will resume their Premier Division campaign on Saturday with a tough tie against the league leaders Shamrock Rovers in Dublin. It starts a run of 4 games in 9 days, which will be testing on the Harps squad. I've been speaking to the Harps boss Ollie Horgan this week, who says it's going to be a strain, but he's happy to be back playing.
It's certainly going from one extreme to the other, but at least we're talking about football and we're back up and running, which is always what we wanted to do. Yes, with reservations and on going from 5 months with no games to 4 games in 9 days, that's, you know, that has to be questioned and looked at. But better that than no games at all, I think.
Yeah, but it's a tough one to start, Dolly. The first of those games against the league leaders, and it's a daunting challenge going to Tala, is it?
Yeah, most certainly, yeah. It's, you know, they're the top team in the country at the moment, away from home. The fact that, look, we've got to go there sooner or later, to put it that way to you. They're formidable at home in particular, don't mind away, and, you know, it could be a long even for us if we're not right. If we are right and make it difficult for them, well, we'll wait to see. But look, we've played well up there and come away with narrow defeats, and we've played poorly and got hammered up there. And, you know, we need to be at ourselves. It's the most difficult start you could get, but we've got to play them sometime, and why not now?
Yeah. Looking at the Harps squad, Ollie, if we go back to March time and that last game that you played, what's the lineup going to be like this coming Saturday in comparison to the team that started the game before the lockdown happened?
Probably very similar as regards the squad. There's one or two changes as the height of what we have done. Unfortunately, we've picked up a few injuries, which was always inevitable being 5 months out. And we're just conscious that we don't want to pick up any more injuries going into four games in 9 days. But that's the worry. You know, our panel isn't that big. And but at least, as I said to you a few minutes ago, we're back up and running and playing with whatever degree that is.
Yeah. At what sort of level is those players that are carrying injuries, Ollie, and who are they? Or
I'd rather not go into to who and what, but we, you know, it's inevitable coming back from that. It's the longest layoff that we've ever had, or the League of Ireland has ever had, and it was inevitable, even though we tried to manage it, that we're going to pick up knocks, and it's going to be inevitable that we're going to pick up injuries in four games in 9 days, as I said. And I just think medically, and I spoke to our club doctor Paul Armstrong, who's brilliant with us, and, you know, I just think from going from one extreme to the other, it should have been designed better, albeit we can't have it everywhere.
Yeah, I know, speaking to other clubs as well, Ollie, they're sort of in a similar situation, but it's more of a kick to Finn Harps, given the size of the squad compared to those of the big clubs, obviously, out of Dublin.
Well, yeah, I think the fact that we're part-time compared to the teams you're talking about that are full-time, it would make it more difficult. I'm not trying to harp on about it, but you know, if we were playing midweek every second week and spread it out and get the games played in that time, I know there's restraints as regards having to get the season finished by a certain time, but we could play midweek every second week instead of the first 2 weeks in where you're coming back, you know, from no games. I think the point I made before, and I make it again, is that the coaching courses that the FEI run, and some of the people there are excellent in the way and the manner they teach. The structures, the core values that they preach is about proper preparation and proper recovery, and even up to date last year, where Paul Hegarty and William O'Connor were on the licence, and that was the core theme through it, that you have proper recovery and proper you know, intensity or lack of intensity depending on when games are. But you know, you've then the situation here where across the corridor from the coaching department, you have the domestic department that put on 4 games in 9 days, which defeats the whole purpose of those people paying their hard-earned money to do those courses.
Yeah. Just looking at Rovers again on Saturday evening in Dublin, Ollie, you've met a number of times last year. I don't think Harps managed to score against them, but if you were to get a goal this coming weekend, it would really put you in the mix of the game, would it?
Hopefully. We played them 5 times last year. One in the cup, the other 4 in the league, obviously 3 away then and 2 at home. We didn't score against them. They beat us comfortably in 2 of those 5, 3-0 at home and 3-0 away. And the others were 1-0 defeats. You could call them narrow defeats. And maybe they were, on the basis that they scored very late in Ballybofey. Greg Budger scored actually late in 2 games against us to win 1-0. But you know, in hindsight, they would have had the majority of possession. And that'll be the case on Saturday night as well. It'll be a tough ask. If we go behind early, it'll be a long, long night. If we can make it difficult and hang in there, well, God only knows what's happened. We know what'll happen. But we need to be at our very best, and hope the Shamrock Rovers aren't, to put it that way.
Yeah. Are you keeping an eye on what's coming, obviously, on Tuesday being the first home game as well, Ollie? And are you sort of... It's hard to separate them 4 fixtures. I don't know, it's a tough schedule, but you would probably be looking at getting more out of the second game than the first. Would that be a fair enough suggestion?
Yeah, you would take a home game with Shelburne. Certainly any home game is a better chance of getting a result of, as in an away game, which has always been the history of our results. However, you know, you still, with the panel that we have and the injuries that we're going in with, we don't have a huge amount of choice. And while we'll try and mix and match, I think the fact of the five substitute rule will be helped us, where we can take people off and maybe give them a fresh start come the midweek game. That's an advantage, and that's one of the changes that was very, very welcomed by us. But if we go and mix and match, we could get it wrong on both fronts. So look, we'll see what happens on Saturday, and we'll worry about Shelburne come Sunday morning.
Yeah, and the overall picture of the league now, Ollie, with 14 games remaining, Harps at just above the bottom two by a point. Given the fact that there's a reduction in fixtures, is there more pressure now to stay out of those, in the scrap in the bottom half of the table, rather?
Look, regardless of the number of games, we're always going to be scrapping there. We always have, and there's no real reason to think that it's going to be anything different. I think the difficulty is some team is going to get relegated, maybe two, and you know that's over half a season. You know, if you take last year, we went 14 games before we won a game. We've only got 14 left rushing. Yeah. You know, and if that happens, then you have no second start. If the season was curtailed last year in the first half of the season, we wouldn't have stayed up, to put it that way to you. And we have to make sure we're right, and to try and pick up points early enough in the restart.
Do you have a figure in your head of the points tally you need to get to be safe to you?
No, absolutely not. We never went along that line. You know, even with the 36 games, we never had a target, and we certainly don't have with an 18-game target. Like, it's a sprint, Ushie. Yeah. It's, you know, I remember James Geller, when he was in the club with me, you know, he would always have addressed it as a marathon of the league, and certainly the marathon is well gone. This is a sprint here to try and gather as many points as quickly as you can, and to try and stay up. But God knows what way it'll go. You know, it's very, very difficult to call it with the 5 month off for any team, to put it that way to you. But we'll see, and we're just glad we're back playing.
Yeah, just finally then, Ollie. Strange times. There's not going to be massive crowds at these games. There does be an element of the crowd atmosphere in a match. How do you think your guys are going to deal with not having anybody at these matches in the coming days?
Look, we've got to deal with it. We've no choice in it. Certainly away from home, some people think it might be an advantage that you don't have 3,000 or 4,000 people in Tala roaring down your neck. The other one is, you know, the other maybe train of thought is that should you frustrate the opposition away from home, sometimes it's good to have a crowd if they get on the home team's back. But certainly at home, with our home support and the way they've backed us through thick and thin, we'd certainly miss that, to put it that way, to Oisín. And we're just hoping come September that the gates can reopen and we can get those supporters back.
Okay, listen, Ollie, thanks for taking the call, and the best of luck in Dublin at the weekend.
Thanks, Oisín. Take care.
Finn Harps boss Ollie Horgan, and we will of course have live regular coverage from the Tallaght Stadium this coming Saturday on our sports programme from the 5 o'clock kickoff between Finn Harps and Shamrock Rovers. Oisín Langan will be in the commentary position for Highland this coming weekend. Now, Keith Cowan is one game away from lifting what will be his first piece of silverware as a senior footballer. The former Finn Harps captain left Ballybuffet at the end of last season to join Irish League Premiership side Glentoran. The Belfast club play Ballymena United in the Irish Cup final tomorrow evening at Windsor Park, in the first soccer game in the UK to allow spectators to attend. After the 7-6 penalties win over Cliftonville in the semi-final on Monday, the game presents the rare opportunity for Cowan to get his hands on a winner's medal. Speaking to me earlier today, Keith is looking forward to the big final.
It's strange in terms of, well, the fact that there's not going to be many supporters at the game. Just looking back over the years and seeing on TV more so, and newspapers and stuff like that, there the Irish Cup's major up there, and you know, it's a huge day out for the fans, and you know, they do make a really big deal about it, and this is going to be a bit of a, this affair is going to be a bit more low key with the fact that only maybe 500 fans are allowed to attend the match in Windsor Park on Friday. But look, I'm just excited to be part of a team that's playing in the final, and I'm just looking forward to Friday night.
Yeah, and it's, I suppose you left Finn Harps at the end of last season, you headed towards Belfast, and like every other club in sight and sport that was affected by the pandemic, but it was straight into the thick of it again on Monday night past. And for a man that's didn't really have much of a pre-season, and towards the end of last season you didn't figure as much as you wanted to be. You were sort of thrown into the heat of battle, so you were, and it was a long night on Monday.
It was the game was played at a serious tempo. It didn't really feel so much when you were involved in the game, but just talking to people after and maybe watching bits of the game back, it was really a high-paced game. I suppose coming off when I started off up in Glentoran just there back in January, you know, I was sort of had to bide my time until I got in, and then I got in against Institute, and then the following week then against Larne, I picked up an ankle injury, so it was a bit stop-start, and I wasn't 100% fit, and I was trying to train, and I was supposed to just kind of look after as best I could, but not maybe going at 100%. And I suppose the lockdown almost came at a, you know, and the whole stoppage of the league came at a decent time, which for me, because I was able to maybe rest up slightly for a few weeks and then start back into my own training. And then once we got back up with Glentoran, once we knew that the cup final or the cup was going to be finished, we had, a mini pre-season, which was 6 weeks of, a couple of those weeks were kind of training on your own to an extent or smaller groups. And then you were back in with the whole squad together, and a couple of behind closed doors friendlies again that were, you know, there was no great tempo to them. There was no great heat, and you're only maybe getting an hour. And then you were straight into the, you know, a cup semi-final last Monday night, which as I mentioned there before, it was a hotly contested one.
Yeah, it was a night for you that you played your part in it. You almost got the winner, but you hit the crossbar. Then you missed a penalty, but I'm sure you were glad at the end of it that your guys came through in spot kicks.
Ah, oh, definitely, it was a huge relief. You know, it was one of those ones where, you know, I haven't hit too many penalties, I suppose. But then, as I mentioned there, over the last few weeks in training, we have been hitting penalties, and I'd been scoring plenty of them. So the guys were keeping record, and I was pretty much up at the top of the list when it came to the guys that were scoring. So once I was given the shout, there was no way I was going to back down. It would have been a great opportunity. Like Brushy maybe remembers from the Harps days, and he's guessed the right way, and he said that if he goes the other way, it's a great penalty. But look, I was just delighted that that Elliot Morris pulled off a couple of great saves, and you know, we got ourselves a final spot.
Yeah, and looking into that final now, of course, big days on cup final that are seen as 50-50, and anybody can win it, but Glentoran seem to be favourites for this one, so they do, Keith.
Well, I suppose, you know, it'll be Ballymena, it'll be pushing that. I suppose, you know, wanting us to have the favourites tags and giving them their underdog status. You know, I think both affairs this year have been maybe won by the odd goal between the two teams, so. And as they on a cup final, anything can happen. So no, we're not going to be thinking, you know, that we're favourites. You know, we have to take Ballymena as being, look, they've made it to get the final. They're almost thinking it as a free shot. Maybe they finishing. If you look at table positions, maybe they thought that they mightn't be anywhere near that there. Or when it's one game from a European spot, you know, guys will lift their game. You know, massively. So they're going to be out to do a job on us without a doubt, and I'm sure Jeffries will have them well organised.
Yeah. Just finally, then, you won a senior medal in hockey, I think, with Raphoe at one stage. You have won playoff medals with Finn Harps, but what would it mean to Keith Cowan to win your first major winners medal this coming Friday night?
It'll be great. Hopefully, I'll be able to speak to you maybe next week and tell you exactly how it feels. But just at the minute, look, we're just focused on getting the game played on Friday night, and hopefully, we come out on the right side. And you know, just in terms of the fans and, you know, up in Glentoran, and you know, the people around the club, and how, when you see how much it means to them, even on Monday night going to the game, they were out, you know, supporting us before we left, and when we came back, even though how late it was, they were still there. So, you know, just to do something for them would be great, and you know, just kind of give them a bit of payback for just, I suppose, the short time that I've been up there.
Okay, Keith, all we can do then is wish you the best of luck in the final on Friday night in Ballymena. Fingers crossed the next time we are talking that you will get that winner's medal.
Cheers, Ashley. Thanks a million.
Keith Cowan there, ahead of that cup final tomorrow night, and we wish him all the best of luck in that.
There is, of course, a full programme of fixtures across the North West soccer-wise this coming weekend. Some of the standout ties in Division 1 of the Donegal Junior League on Sunday. Convoy Arsenal are hosting Glenae United. It's a winner-takes-all clash. If Convoy won at home, they'll win the title, while a draw will be enough for Glenae United. And there's two big games being held in the Ulster Senior League Cup this coming weekend. Bunnagee United will play Finn Harps Reserves and Letterkenny Rovers taking on Derry City Reserves. Those, of course, are semi-finals, with the Bunnagee game kicking off tomorrow evening at 8 o'clock. Time for a break. We'll be back with more on The Score after these.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny, with the new Donegal GA Raven range, including zip-ups, tracksuit bottoms and shorts, available in-store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Welcome back to The Score. Well, the 2020 Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Donegal Senior Championship swing into action this weekend, with 8 first-round ties spread across 3 days. The big two games of the opening round are on Friday evening, with St Michael's hosting Glenswilly and St Union's travelling to Bundoran. Our feature game this week is St Michael's against Glenswilly, and we'll have full live match commentary from that game tomorrow night, as from the 7:30 throw-in time. I caught up with Martin McHugh earlier in the week to look ahead to the games in round one of the championship. So Martin, we're back into the swing of championship action once again. There is a full fixture list in round one to be played from this coming Friday through until Sunday evening, and I suppose we'll start with the two big games in round one, and they're going to play them on the first night: St Michael's against Glenswilly, Bundoran against St Union's. The Bridges are feature game on Friday night, throwing in at 7:30. Probably the tie of the round, and is it a tight one to call, Martin?
Yeah, definitely. Very, very tight to call. Maybe just slight advantage St Michael's with home, having home advantage, which has to be a bit of a help. And I remember one of the last times they met in the championship, there was no score into the one goals during the game. One team didn't score in the first half and the other team didn't score in the second half, so that in football was fairly defensive and everything else. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. It's great, Oisin, that football's up and going again and that people can get to see it, you know. Particularly maybe the older generation, they live for football and live for going to watch teams training and maybe watching their club team training particularly, and then going to watch big games. So it's great, first of all, that the football's back, and really looking forward to it. It's a mouth-watering clash in the first round of it, because considering, you know, you have the four games to play in it, you need to, you know, it's very, very important to pick up points and pick them up early. So yeah, toss of a coin how it'll go, but really looking forward to it. And hopefully it's a good evening on Friday evening. It'll be a good evening, and we'll have a brilliant match between two evenly matched teams, you'd feel.
Yeah, and I suppose, Martin, the fact that we haven't seen much football, we don't have a full league programme to base our preview on, so we don't really know who would be the forum teams and how the rest of the sides are all doing. It's a bit different this year, and I suppose it makes these games harder to call.
Yeah, they definitely are. I mean, there's no real form going into it. I know teams have played a fair bit of challenge games on top of the couple of games that they've had in the league and that there. But as you said, there's no real form going into it, so we don't really know. And you know, Glenswilly normally don't carry form into matches anyway. That doesn't matter when it comes to championship. We know how good a championship team they are. And St Michael's, you know, is one of the teams probably that, I don't know, do they feel themselves that they left one behind them or two behind them when they were really there? But they're still knocking on the door. They're very, very hard to beat at the Bridge and everything else. So yeah, it's different this year. As people were saying, maybe there might be an easier championship won this year. I think big squads is going to make a big difference, because if you the certain teams that maybe can afford to lose players, and then there's other teams that can't afford to lose players. So injuries, and that's going to play a bearing, because the games are going to be played every week. So yeah, very, very hard to call. Each game's very hard, but that's what makes it very, very interesting. And suppose the referees, you know, during the league there, they didn't have any umpires or linesmen. Now they're going to have umpires and linesmen with them, which will be a big help for them as well.
Yeah. That other game on Friday night sees St Union's make the trip to Bundoran. Bundoran will be disappointed with the results in a couple of their regional games, but we know what they're capable on their day, because we've seen them do it against Cador last year, Martin. They could cause problems for St Union's.
Oh yeah, definitely. And again, you know, looking at Unions, they're going away from home over to Bundoran. It's always a hard place to go in the championship, to go over there, and you know, the clash, as they say, of the Amber and Black, the two teams. And I just think that Unions are one of the favourites, you know, up there with, you know, Niamh Connell, Gweedore and Kilcare as the four teams that people, everybody's talking about as being the favourites to win the championship. So, I mean, it's all about being able to perform in championship. It's not about performing in league or challenge games matter. It's being able to perform in the championship. So it's important for them to get a good start. I feel that they're the team maybe with the best squad of players in the county. They've got a lot of players and that's going to make a big difference. So looking forward to see how they perform. They're going to need to be able to take a bit of pressure, particularly of Niall O'Donnell, having watched them last year. You know, they over-depended on Niall O'Donnell up front. I think, you know, maybe this year they've a better balance to their forward line, and they have young Shane O'Donnell, and I heard he played really, really well there in a challenge match they had, and he played well a couple of league games. So we know how good he is, and he's coming through, and that'll be three brothers probably playing for them on the team and everything else. So looking forward to seeing Unions, you know, the big game probably the following Friday's them and Kilcare in the championship. That'll tell us a lot about Unions at that stage, and about Kilcare, of course. But looking forward to seeing how they do. I still expect them to have too much power for Bundoran.
Yeah. Everybody is waiting to see how Niamh Connell are going to perform in the championship as they defend their Dr. Maguire title. Milford are the opposition on Saturday. As things stand, as we record this, Martin, all activity at the Niamh Connell Club has been suspended, but we're taking it at the game. We'll go ahead at 2:30. At David Brennan Memorial Park. It's important for the champions to get off to a good start, is it?
Yeah, it is important to get off to a good start. They've been going very well in the league. They have a system of play they play, and if you even watch their underage teams playing, they play nearly the same system. It's right through the club. The reserve team play the exact same way as the senior team. They grind out teams and they get that result, and they're very, very good at the system they play. You feel at home that they're going to be too strong for Milford. Milford had a couple of very, very good years. I know they've Shan Paul Barrett back at the helm, and they're going to be, you know, we know the level of fitness will be very high. It's taken them a while to get going, and they've a lot of injuries. They're still not a bad side. They've been knocking on the door, you know, but it's a big test for them. And again, it's going to tell Shan Paul a lot about his team as championship game going down to Glenties to play them, or Niamh Connell to play them down there. So I expect Niamh Connell to have too much for them, and I expect Niamh Connell, the way they're going in the league and the way we hear they're going in challenge games and that, I just think they have a system. The team is very settled, and the big thing is that we saw last year in the championship and the games, especially against Gweedore, they're starting to change their style a wee bit, where they're thumping high ball on top of full back line, where they've got the big men, they've the big men in Gallagher and McGuinness inside there, and they've just changed their style a bit, which is a big advantage to them, which means they don't have to run every ball.
Yeah, you would expect Kilcare to come through against Termon. They will be seen as overwhelming favourites. You said about Milford, it's a good gauge for them against Niamh Connell. Is this a good gauge for Termon when they go in against Kilcare, Martin?
I think it is, Osh, and it knows your own home club and that, and I think they have a lot of young lads Termon playing. I think it's a good test going to Kilcare to play. Kilcare and Townie is always a good test, and Kilcare have a good record in Townie and in the championship as well. So I just think it's a very good test. You expect Kilcare to come through. Now, Owen McHugh's a big, big miss to Kilcare, because he pulled his hamstring late on in the game against Kelly Beggs, where he's really playing well in a new position from the middle of the field, and he was going really, really well in that game. So again, we talked about losing quality players is a problem, you know, and you know, when will Owen be back, we don't know yet that there. So he's a mess. Now you expect Kilcare still to have enough to get over Termon. Again, as you said, it's a good test for Termon, and they'll look at maybe finding out about themselves in this game, and they'll look at maybe trying to win other games thing. But I expect Kilcare to have too much for Termon. Yes, Sosie.
Is Kelly Beggs against Glenfinn too tight to call? Kelly Beggs at home on Saturday evening?
Yeah, it's a difficult game to call, but Kelly Beggs had a very good one last weekend against Niamh Clumba without Q McFadden. And I mean, if you watched the game in Townie between Kelly Beggs and Kilcare, which I was at, you'd feel that without Q McFadden, they weren't going to get enough scores. So, you know, they got other players to come to the mark, and that was good. It was actually good for them to end up playing without Q and in the middle of the field. And Owen Bann had a big game at centre half back, and suppose that's one of the great things of the games I've watched, Oisin. You know, I've just saying that the county players are shining, and it's great to see that. That's one thing. Times there we used to go to county matches, be doing games, you wouldn't know the county footballers, but what I'm hearing from all games, the county players are shining. You know, the level that, you know, the work they've done on their own and everything else, the level they're at. So I think Q McFadden will probably be back this weekend. That would, you would think, give the advantage to Kelly Beggs, but it is a hard one to call. Glenfinn are a brilliant championship team, and they're very, very hard to beat in championship. I still think that Kelly Beggs, with young lads coming through, I know McSharry scored 1-7, I think it was last weekend, from centre forward, so I think they've got these young lads coming through. They're taking a bit of pressure off Owen Bann and Q. I know Frank McGlynn is still going well for Glenfinn. Glenfinn, good championship team. I still think it's an important game. I think it's a big game for Kelly Beggs, and I think if they're going to move on and get up there, up behind the big fours, we say, I think if they're going to be classed as being there, they have to win these games. I expect Kelly Beggs to win it.
Goodoor also on the road at the weekend on Sunday. That's the first game on Sunday. They're going to Donegal Town against Four Masters. Again, you would expect Goodoor to be comfortable winners in this. There's a bit of change around Maverick Allen. Michael Boyle is gone. Are Goodoor going to be the threat that we've seen them be in the past, Martin?
I still think they will, from the point of view of experience they have and everything else. And if they get the Michael Lynch affair sorted out and sorted out quickly, I know they're appealing that there and everything else, Ulster or whatever. So they need, that's one thing, they need to get that sorted out. And, you know, I know Oran McNeilis is back, and that's a big, big plus for them. They thought maybe at the start of the year that he wasn't going to be about. So it's good that from their point of view that he's about. Four Masters have been very disappointing so far. And I think it's Niamh Alton that beat them, their neighbours, Niamh Alton on one side, Niamh Breach on the other side. There was a time they wouldn't be beaten by them team. So it just shows you where they're at. And no, I watched them, the 14 team last weekend in a challenge game against Niamh Conlon. They were very, very impressive. So they're putting a lot of work in Four Masters underage level, and it's, you know, it's going to take a while before them players coming through, but they are working out. They have a very, very young team, so I mean the situation is with them that they're looking, they're just hoping to put up a good performance against Goodoor. That's what you'd feel. But Goodoor, a very, very strong championship team physically of all the big teams, and they're the most physical team, the biggest physical team in it. And you know, conditions with it being played a wee bit later could suit them more than other teams. I think they're hurting from last year, big time. They're hurting a lot from last year. And that hurt has to help. You know, that's, sometimes you have to lose 1-1, and times you have to, you know, when they got three chances last year and didn't get over the line. So that's hurting them a lot. And I think that could help them. How they're going in training and everything else, I don't know. I heard they played Mahery in a challenge game last weekend. It was brilliant. I think it ended in a draw, a very good game of football. So they're putting in a lot of work behind the scenes and everything else. And I know they're covering other, they had some part of the management at the Kilcarkilly Begs game as well. So yeah, I think they're going to be hard to beat this year and everything else. We'll know more about them. We see more, as you said early on, more about them. I expect them to have a comfortable enough one against Four Masters.
Yeah. St Nolls are hosting Dunloe also on Sunday in the second game. Not a bad fixture for St Nolls, who are coming up as intermediate champions to start the senior campaign, Martin.
Yeah, it is. It's a good fixture for them. You know, starting off at home as well. And we know they're always very, very hard to beat up there. And they were, my own club man, Barry Doherty, now is up managing them. We managed Kilcare to win the championship in 2017. Yeah, it's a big game. And again, a big game for both teams, because to avoid being, you know, the likes of them teams being in the relegation battles and everything else, these are the kind of games you have to win, because you've avoided meeting some of the bigger teams. So when you get that chance, you've got to win it. So it becomes a very, very important game for a different reason than the teams that's going to be looking at winning the Dr. Maguire. This is a different thing. You're staying out of that relegation battle and everything else. So this is a big game for both teams. Maybe just home advantage. And Padder Morgan is really going well, and Brendan McCall playing really, really well. And Morgan has taken a bit of pressure of Stephen Griffin, getting scores for them. So I expect maybe with Padder Morgan going well, St. Noel's to win that.
Yeah. The last game of the weekend, McCool's hosting Ardra. McCool's will be looking for Oisin Gallen to go well if they're to come away with a win and start with a victory.
Yeah, it's like going back to St. Noel's. If you know, the one thing everybody needs is a good scoring forward. You need at least one at club level. You need two or three at county level. And Oisin Gallen's given McCool something they didn't have. They were dependent on Marty Riley, who was maybe a natural back as much as a forward to get the scores and that there. So taking the pressure off Marty Riley is a big thing. And they've had a great start. They've beaten their neighbours Glenfinnan in a real local derby. Paul Rouse, who I know from my Jordanstown time, a brilliant fellow who knows his football, well organised and good trainer, doing really, really well with them. And they went over and beat Bundoran over in Bundoran last weekend. A lot of people expected Bundoran to win that. So great start for McCool's. We've always known about the talent that they have and McCool's. And as I said, a good start. Oisin Gallen, big help to have that forward this quality forward can get scores. So again, it's a big match. It's a really, really big match. It's a hard enough game to call. You wouldn't know, just it could be a toss of a coin. I wouldn't rule out McCool's.
Yeah. So then we're back playing football. Martin, we're all excited about it. We've waited a long time, and I suppose we're hoping that these matches all step up to the billing that we're giving them this weekend.
Yeah, I hope so, Oisin. And I mean, everybody's looking forward to seeing football again, especially to see championship. It's all, people used to say it's all about championship. That's what football's all about, the championship. So it's great. We've got it up and going. Some teams have only had one game in the league. They've had challenge games and everything else. Other teams are a couple of games. So you won't know. They won't know a lot about themselves. The management, that won't know a lot about them. So there's a lot of question marks to be answered this weekend. So that's why it's exciting. It's exciting times. Hopefully the weather is good. That's the important thing, that the weather's good for the games and everybody enjoys them. And you know that we have no hiccups. That's important. important thing. Yeah, big weekend for everybody, for referees, they're refereeing it, for clubs getting involved and keeping things right and all that there. But look, we're really looking forward to it, and I'm looking forward to the game on the bridge on Friday night. Yeah.
So the championship starts this coming weekend. The final will be the last Sunday in September. Fingers crossed we get through all the rounds okay into the knockout stages after that. Martin, if I was to ask you this early out, who do you think is going to lift the Dr. Maguire? I'll ask you the same question come the end of the championship, but who do you think?
Man, Oisin, it's a difficult one. We don't know. I you know, there's the big four there we talked about, and make a case for every single one of them. Niamh Conlon's going to be hard to beat, the way they play and with the system they have and everything else, and the quality of players they have, everything else. You know, Gidor, as I said, with Owen McNeilis back and that there, and get the Michael Lynch thing sorted out, their physical power makes a difference. They have a lot of quality. Kilcar have a lot of quality in Kilcar as well. A lot of quality players. Maybe not going as well as they'd like to go at the minute, but they have a lot of quality. So, three, and then you have St. Junan's. And we don't know enough about St. Junan's, but I think the big thing this year is going to be having a squad of players. And I do think that St. Junan's have the strongest squad of players. They can afford to maybe lose players. And they have, you know, we know how good Sean Patton is. The goalkeeper is very important, and they have a top goalkeeper in Ireland goals. So look at, I'm not going to say we're pressuring St. Junan's. I just think that the squad of players make a difference. And I think maybe this is St. Junan's year. We need them coming to the table. They've been there in the big four this last lot of years. They haven't even contested a final. I think this is the time for St. Junan's to come good. And the vibes coming out of it, that management's very happy, the players are very happy, everybody's happy. Now let's see them perform on the field. I'm going to have a sneaking feeling, put a wee bet on St. Junan's.
Okay, good man. Mark McHugh, thanks for joining us. We look forward to the championship.
Thanks, Oisin.
There you go, that's Mark McHugh speaking to me earlier this week with the championship preview. And just a change to a note on that game, or one of the games rather, in that piece in relation to Niamh Connell. The match against Milford this Saturday is going ahead at Davy Brennan Park in Glenties. That's after the club confirmed this morning that the pending COVID-19 result from one of their underage players returned negative. Other matches which are taking place tomorrow evening, Friday, in the Intermediate A Championship, Fanagh Gaels take on Clohanaly. But in the Junior A Football Championship, it's Convoy up against Carn Donagh. And in the Senior Hurling Championship, McCools are playing Buncrana tomorrow evening. And that one gets underway at 8 o'clock. Buncrana have won their two games to date against St. Unans and Burton, are now seen as one of the favourites, or one of the title contenders for that Senior Hurling Championship campaign. Looking at the rest of the games here in Donegal, in the Intermediate Football Championship on Saturday, Nivora Lower Rosses play Red Hughes. Aroa Ballyshannon are up against Burt. Then on Sunday, it's Niamh Columba against Niamh Breed, and Buncrana play Mallon. And on Bank Holiday Monday, Niamh Colum Killer due to play Niamh Ulton. In the Junior A Football Championship, two games on Saturday, Letterkenny Gaels play Downings and Pettigo to go on Urus, while Robert Emmett's are up against Mavullen Sunday. And in the Senior Hurling Championship, also this weekend on Sunday, at St. Unan's against the defending champion Setanta. Two matches in the Donegal Senior Ladies Championship on Sunday, both due to get underway at 10:30. Glenn Finner looking to make it back-to-back ones as they play at Niamh Connell, while in the other match, Buncrana and Mavullen, who are looking for their opening ones of the campaigns, will meet down in Buncrana. There's also a full programme of championship matches to take place in Derry this coming weekend as well. Some of the standout games, see the likes of Loop up against Ballaghy this coming Saturday evening, while Slochneil are taking on Kilray also on Saturday. Well, the big game on Sunday sees the defending champions O'Donovan Rossa taking on Ballon Derry. That one's in Mara Felton, and it throws in at 4 o'clock. It's going to be a busy weekend on the athletics front, because the Donegal Track and Field Championships are going to be held over 2 days at two different venues. It's an historic occasion because Donegal are the only county in the country that will run county championships this year. The 51st Senior Track and Field Championships will be held at the Finn Valley Centre in Stranorra on Saturday. There's also the County Masters Championships, along with the likes of the Under 17, Under 18 and Under 19. And then part two of the championships will follow in Letterkenny at the Aura Centre on Sunday, with a number of underage races taking place for a county championship titles. And finally, in cricket, action is due to continue in the North West this coming Saturday and Sunday. in the senior T20 competition. Some of the highlight games are, I suppose, Dunamana making the trip to Killiecluny, while St Johnston host New Buildings in a game that St Johnston will be looking for a favourable result. Brigade and Brady are both at home. Brigade are taking on Glendermot, and Brady host Fox Lodge. While in the Northwest qualifying T20 competition, Letterkenny are in action on Saturday as they play host to Coleraine. Well, that's it from the Score programme for tonight. It's been another busy show. If you missed any of it, just after 8 o'clock you will be able to listen back to the programme. It'll be available in the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. I'll be back with our next bulletin tomorrow morning after the 8:30 news. So until then, enjoy the rest of your Thursday evening.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny, with the new Donegal GA Raven range, including zip-ups, tracksuit bottoms and shorts, available in-store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.